This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Mesaches Nazir Hayamid Beis. The Gemara on Hayamid Aleph, we saw the Mishnah, a very short Mishnah, four words, Stam Nazirus Lamed Yoim. What's the source? Rav Masna says, the Pasuk, Kadosh Yia Gadel Sarah. Yia Gematria 30. Barpada says it's connected the 29 times it says an expression of Nazirus in the parish of Nazirus. Question the Gemara asks, why doesn't Rav Masna learn it out from the 29 Nazirus? Nah, Rav Masna would say that we have drushas with the 29 Nazirus. We have drushas. We have drushas with the 29 Nazirus. I'm trying to figure this out. We have drushas with the 29 Nazirus. Maybe that's better. We have drushas. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be because... that's Rav Masna. Rav Masna says that all the various times it says Nazirus, we have a drasha, either to tell me Ta'aser Yayin Mitzvah Ki Yayin Rishus, and or that Nazirus is Chala Nazirus. Okay, various different interpretations. So, what does Bar Pada say back? Now, Hey Amud Beis says Gemara Bar Pada Amar Lecha Bar Pada would say to you. No, Barpada would say to you, no, Barpada would say, Leka Chadman Hoin de Lav Ledrasha. There has to be, there's not one of them that's not for a drasha. Meaning, there has to be at least one of the psukim that's not used for a drasha. And once one of them is free, it's Megala that all 29 we could darshan, that it's to tell you, Stam Naziros is Shloishim Yom. Says Taisvis. First of all, look on the third line. Hanu ledrasha v'kiva and da'asyan ledrasha. Since they're used for a drasha, lo mitzdarfin l'minyana umanina lehu chavtes. They cannot be used to learn out stam naziris is 29 days. And the Gemara says ho v'ika chadminau delav ledrasha. The Taisvis learns that it's not. Dafka, one of them is not for a drasha, but at least one. Oy echad, oy asara, either one or ten. Velav dafka chad. Fine. Ella, the Gemara continues. Ella midahahu l'minyana kulu nami l'minyana. From the fact that one of them, which is not for a drasha, teaches me the minyan, they're all for the minyan. Says Tosfos, unehu. True, some of them are used for a drasha, but once there is one, at least one of them that's free to tell me the minyan, so all of them could be used to learn out the minyan. Fine. Now, the Gemara is going to ask various questions on these two opinions, Barpada and Rav Masna. Rav Masna learns it out from Kadosh Yia. Barpada learns it out from the 29 mentions of Nazirus. Now, obviously off the bat, there's a very big nafkamina between Barpada and Rav Masna. Rav Masna says, Stam Nazirus Lamed Yoim. Barpada says, it says Nazirus 29 times. So off the bat, the obvious nafkamina, L'chaira, should be that Rav Masna holds Stam Nazirus is 30 days, and Barpada should hold Stam Nazirus is 29 days. But nobody says that. Nobody actually says Stam Nazirus is 29 days, although the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says openly, Stam Nazirus is 30 days. How does Barpada explain that? If it's learnt out from the 29 mentions of Nazirus, how does Barpada get Stam Nazirus is 30 days? So let's see the Gemara. Tanan, we learnt in the Mishnah, Stam Nezirus Shloshim Yom Bishlam al Rav Masna Nicha. This is good according to Rav Masna, because Rav Masna learns it out from Yeh Ela Lebar Pada Kasha. According to Bar Pada, it's Shver. Amar Lecha Bar Pada, I did the Ika Yom Tosin. Since there's the 30th day, Demegaliach, on the 30th day, he has to shave Umevi Karbonoisav and bring his Karbonois. Misham Hachitana Shloshim. Therefore, he teaches 30. Meaning, even Bar Pada, who says we learn out from the 29 mentions of Nazirus, that means Midai Raisa, Nazirus is 29 days. But on the 30th day, you're going to go through the ritual and the procedure of Nazirus. And therefore, you can't complete your process of Nazirus until day 30. So even Bar Pada, it's really the 30th day. It's 29 days of full Nazirus, followed by one day. On the 30th day, you perform the ritual, and you can't drink wine until the ritual is over. So in a sense, Stam Nazirus is 30 days. Says Tosfos, Tanan Hasam Nazirus Shloshim Yom, Ela Bar Pada Kasha, Demashma, Shahatana Moshach Nazirus Da'iraisa, I'm sorry, Demashma Shahatana Meshech Nazirus Da'iraisa Asalashminan. The Mishnah that says Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom implies that the Tana is trying to tell me the biblical duration of Nazirus, and to which the answer is Mishani Kivan De'ika Yoim Tlasin. Since there is the 30th day, Demigaleach Umaisi Karbanos, the Asur Lishtois Beyayin, you can't drink wine on the 30th day. Ulatami Lamesim, and become contaminated Mesim, Ad Shemevi Karbanosav, until he brings the Karbanos. So therefore, it's really 30 days. Mishum Hachi Tani Tlasin Yoimim, Demeshach HaNazirus Ad Tlasin Yoime. The duration of Nazirus is until 30 days. Ki, the words of Tosfos are Ki L'chatchila E'efsher L'havi Karbonoisav, because L'chatchila it's impossible to bring his Karbonois B'chav Tes on the 29th day, afilu lebar pada, even according to bar pada, ela b'yom shloshim, only on the 30th day. In other words, even bar pada, who holds the duration of Nazirus is 29 days, but that means really that the duration is until the 30th day. Now look carefully at the words of Tosfos. Ki lechatchila e'efsher lahavi karbanosav. Lechatchila, it's impossible to bring karbanos b'chav tes, even according to Bar Pada, only on the 30th day. It's a very unusual. You like that word, L'chatchila?
That means Mitzvah Yom Kikula on the 29th would be good enough.
What, B'diavad, you could bring Karbanos on the 29th day?
Yeah.
So I went to Yeshiva today to learn this Amud with my son. And he asked that you know, the word L'chatchila doesn't seem right. It's like a stira m'nei obey. L'chatchila e'efsher?
Right.
How could something be impossible? So I was very happy. I'm getting my money's worth and tuition because they take out the word L'chatchila. Okay? The Achroinim take out the word L'chatchila in Tosfos. I think somebody just missed what I said. I just said I was learning, because they might be related. I was learning with my son this Tosfos today in Yeshiva, and he asked, what do you mean, L'chatchila e'efsher? L'chatchila, it's impossible? Either something's impossible or not. You can't be impossible L'chatchila. So the Achroinim take out the word L'chatchila. Okay.
Would
Pada
say that Rav Nachman has to hold, you can't do anything until the 31st day? What's the Svara?
One second. According to Bar Pada, you bring the Karbanos on the 30th day, and immediately you could drink wine.
29 full days? Is that his longest? You need 29 full days, and therefore you can't bring anything until 30?
Yeah, you need 29. Right, yes, it says Nazirus 29 times. So you need 29 full days followed by bringing the karbanos on the 30th day, and at that point you could eat, you could drink wine, as opposed to Rav Masna. Rav Masna l'chayra holds you need 30 full days, which would then mean
31.
You can't bring the karbanos on the 30th day, l'chayra. So the Gemara says, so it says 30 days. Let's see. We're going to get into exactly the difference between Rav Masna and Bar Pada, and it's going to come out that they argue about something very important. Okay. Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah. Now this Mishnah we're going to keep on quoting. It's a Mishnah Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. Misha Amar Hareini Nazir. Sona says, behold, I'm a Nazir. Megaleach Yom Shloishim Ve'echad. He shaves on the 31st day. Bishlam Rav Masna Nicha. Bishlam Kondra Masna. It's great, because you need 30 full days of Naziros. And then you shave your hair on the 31st day. Ela Bar Pada Kasha. It's a Kasha Bar Pada. Bar Pada just said, on the 30th day. It's on the 30th day. On the 30th day, you bring your karbanos, and then you could drink wine. So what this Mishnah says, Megaleach Yom Shloishim Ve'echad. Why would you be Megaleach Yom Shloishim Ve'echad according to Bar Pada? According to Bar Pada, you could do it on the 30th day. Says Tosis, Megaleach L'Shloishim Ve'echad Yom Elo L'Bar Pada Kasha D'Hav L'Galach B'Yom Lamed D'Shom Nezirus B'Chav Tes. Okay, so this is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Megaleach Yom Shloishim Ve'echad. It's a raya to Rav Masna and Akasha on Bar Pada. Amar l'cha Bar Pada, Bar Pada would say, wait a second. The Reisha is a problem for me, but now I'm going to direct your attention to the Seifa. Ema Seifa, Im Gilach Liyom Shloishim Yatza. If you shaved on the 30th day, Ger Yotze. Now, that's good for me, but that doesn't fit into Rav Masna. Why would Rav Masna say if you shaved on the 30th day, it's good? So right now, we're both in trouble. Rav Masna's in trouble from the Seifa. Bar Pada is in trouble from the Reisha. So Bar Pada says, good. Right now, Achatzi Nechama is the other guy's in trouble also. So now let me deal with this. Ela Seifa Mesayele. The Seifa supports me, because if you shave on the 30th day, Yatza. Reisha! Nase Ka'omer Shleimen. And the Reisha, it's as if he said complete days. You know why you need to shave on the 31st day? Because even though somebody who accepts Stam Naziros could shave on day 30, but if somebody says, I want shleimim days, whole days, then you can't shave on the 30th day. Then you need to do a full 30 days. And therefore, in the Reisha, it's as if you said shleimim. Let's see Tosfos. Amar lecha bar pada, ema seifa, v'im gilach b'yom shloishim yatza, elo seifa misayele. The seifa supports him. Ay, v'reisha deka amar. L'chadchila. The Reisha that says L'chadchila and the Hagois V'tziyunim quotes the Girsa of the Shita Mekubetzes, who now puts in the following seven words into Tosfos. Okay, you ready for this? The Reisha, again, Bar Pada is going to say the Seifa is great according to me. Because the Seifa says if you shave on the 30th day, you're Yotze. That's great, because I hold all you need is 29 days. So the Seifa, what? You hear me?
Of course you get
30 days. Which means you're not. No, Rav Masna.
Rav Masna says that's only 31 days. So, meaning at 29, why is Misha going to 30? Why isn't he going to 29? which is a bigger chiddush. Because there, even Bar Pada would say it's yotze.
No, Bar Pada wouldn't say you're yotze.
On day 29?
Yeah.
Let her shave.
Nope. One second. Okay, so Bar Pada says the seifa is great according to me. The seifa says if you shave on the 30th day, you're yoytze, which is great. And the Reisha de Karmar lechatchila put in the words einoy megaleach, you can't shave. Elo liyoyim lamed aleph hu lefi she kisheyoymar shloishim yoyim shleiman, if he would say 30 complete days liyos nazir iefshir loy legaleach biyom shloishim, it would be impossible to shave on day 30. According to Bar Pada, if he would say 30 complete days, he couldn't shave on the 30th day. Now, he didn't say 30 complete days. What did he say in this case? Hareini nazir. Gazru chachamim kisha oimer nazir stam. The chachamim were gozer. If somebody says nazir stam, delechatchila lo yigaleach ela biyoim shloishim echad. Delechatchila, you can't shave until the 31st day. Avo b'diyevet imgilach biyom lamed. Yatsa, if b'diavad you did shave on the third day, you're yatsa. Shekein dino d'iraisa, d'stam nozer, yigaleach b'yom shloshim. What is the Gemara saying? That according to Bar Pada, mid'iraisa, if somebody says hareini nozer, you could shave on day 30. Because all you need is 29 days, and then you could shave on the 30th day. But if somebody would say, so again, midday rice, if you say hareini nazir, like the Seifa says, you could shave on the 30th day. Im gilach liyom shloshim yatsa. So then, why in the Reisha do we say lechachila you should shave on the 31st day? The Reisha is talking about, when the Reisha says lechachila you should do it on the 31st day, it's when you said, here, look again in the Hagois Vitzionim. Because when you say, not, he didn't say this. When you say, Shloishim Yoim Shleimin, it's impossible to shave on the 30th day. Therefore, the Chacham Ragoizer, when you say Nazir Stam, it's as if we're going to treat it like you said Shloishim Yoim Shleimim L'chadchila. If you would have said 30 complete days, you couldn't shave on the 30th day. Therefore, when you say Hareini Nazir Stam, we have to be concerned that you're going to get mixed up. If you shave on the 30th day now, you might shave on the 30th day when you say Shloishim Yoim Shleimim, even though he didn't say Shleimim now. So you're not really bound by 30 complete days. Really, you could shave on the 30th day. However, since if you would say shleimim, you would not be able to shave on the 30th day, we need to be geyser where you don't say shleimim, up to where you do say shleimim. Tosfos then asks, we're now to do the next part of Tosfos, but Tosfos asks, why are we making a gzeira up to where in a case where you said shleimim, why don't we make a gzeira up to where you say 30 days? But the gezeira is, when a person says hareini nazir in Bar Pada, technically you could shave on day 30. But lest you mix this up where you say shleimin, where you're not allowed to shave on day 30, we'll always say lechadchila, don't shave on day 30. So the seifa is good according to Bar Pada. If you did shave on day 30, but you have a yatsa. And lechadchila you do on day 31 because of a gezeira. But now the question is back on, we flipped it on Rav Masna. Because the Reisha says, L'chadchila, you shave on day 31, that's Rav Masna, you need 30 full days, and then you can shave on day 31. But what's pshat in the Seifa according to Rav Masna? Because the Seifa says, L'chadchila, you shave on day 30. Not according to Rav Masna, L'chadchila, you could shave on day 30? You ready for the bombshell? You're sitting? No, it's not. Rav Masna also says, b'diavad, you could shave on day 30. Why? Because Savra Miktsas Hayom Kukulai. Rav Masna holds part of a day is like a day. So once you did a little bit of Naziris on day 30, Miksas Hayoim Kekulai. So then why can't you L'chatchila shave on day 30? Because Miksas Hayoim Kekulai, we don't rely on that L'chatchila. But Bar Pada does not hold a Miksas Hayoim Kekulai. That's why B'diavad, you can only shave on day 30. Why can't you shave on day 29? Like your Rabbi Huda was asking, why can't you shave on day 29? Because Bar Pada does not subscribe to Miksas Hayoim Kekulai. So we have now a machloikis between Bar Pada and Rav Masna, whether Miksas Hayoim Kekulai. Rav Masna holds Miksas Hayoim Kekulai. That's why even though you need 30 days, day 30 you could shave B'diavad. And Bar Pada doesn't subscribe to Miksas Hayoim Kekulai. And really, therefore, you could only shave on day 30. But al tzegzeira, we say l'chadchil, wait to day 31. Rav Masna says, the reason why you should wait to day 31 is not because of a gzeira. It's because you need 30 full days. But if you did on day 30, it also works because miksas hayom kukulay. Look at Tosfos. Ula Rav Masna kasha seifa, chasavar miksas hayom kukulay. Hilkach im gilach b'yoyim shloshim. Therefore, if you shave on day 30, yatsa. Kivan sha'asa miksas hayoyim b'naziros. Umi ulechatchila lo yigaleach ala b'yoyim shloshim v'echa. Don't rely on miksas hayoyim kukulay lechatchila. It's interesting. There are times that we do rely on miksas hayoyim kukulay. Dinei avelos, we do rely on miksas hayoyim kukulay lechatchila. Nobody would ever say Shiva is over at the end of the full 7 days. No, miksas hayoyim kukulay. But regarding Nazirus, we do not rely on miksas hayoyim kukulay l'chatchila. What about Bar Pada? Underline this line in Tosis. Ula Bar Pada lesle miksas hayoyim kukulay. In Bar Pada, he doesn't hold a miksas hayoyim kukulay. De'im kein afilu b'yoyim chavtes! Because if he held of it, then you should be able to shave on the 29th day, im gilach yatsa. V'hatana amar b'yom shloishim, im gilach yom shloishim yatsa. Like Rabbi Yehuda's diuk. Why does the Tan only say if you shaved on the 30th day? Why doesn't he say if you shaved on the 29th day? Because no, according to Bar Pada, he doesn't hold miksas hayoyim kukulay. A day is a day. Okay, so what do we have so far? According to Rav Masna, you need 30 days of Naziros. Yeah. What if you shaved on the day 30? You would have thought it's not good. No. But the evidence is good. Miksas hayoyim kekulay. But l'chatchila avada, you should wait till day 31. What about Bar Pada? All you need is 29 days. Okay. Therefore, you, l'chayra, could shave on day 30. And drink wine right away. But l'chachil, don't rely on it. Gzeira atu. You said shloishim yom shleimim. Now we're going to analyze another part of that Mishnah. Tanan, harini nazir shloishim yom. I am a nazir for 30 days. If you shaved on the 30th day, you're not yotze. Wait a second. Who is that good according to? It's good according to Bar Pada. Because Bar Pada does not subscribe to Miksas Hayoyim Kekulay. And the guy said, I want 30 days. So if you shaved on the 30th day, lo yatsa. But according to Rav Masna, Miksas Hayoyim Kekulay, you should be able to shave on day 30. Says the Gemara, Ba'oimer Shleimen. Now, the Lashon of the Gemara is Ba'oimer Shleimen. We're talking about where he said, I need 30 full days. Really? But the Mishnah doesn't say that. The guy said, Hareini Nazir Shloishim Yoyim. Let's look at Tosfos. Tanan, Hareini Nazir Shloishim Yoyim Im Gilach Yoyim Shloishim Lo Yatsa Bishlama Idafka Yoyim Shloishim. Bishlama, what's the space over here? Bishlama lebar pada nicha. The Hagoy Satsinim says, El Rav Masna Kasha. Meaning, Bishlama coming bar pada, who doesn't know the mixasayim kukule nicha, afagabdil el kamar. Now, the question is, but we said earlier that if you shaved on the 30th day, you are Yotze. Yeah, that's because you said Stam Naziris. Hasam hu the Stam Naziris Kibale, which is 29. And now you could shave on day 30. Aval hacha da amar shloy shim yoyim, meshach Naziris kol shloy shim yoyim. Hilkachim gilach b'yom shloy shim lo yotza. Because Bar Pada doesn't hold up mixasayim kukule. Yes, before we said a straight up Mishnah, if you shave on the 30th day, you're Yotze. So how's Bar Pada going to reconcile this? He's going to say very simply, beforehand we're talking about Stam Nazira. Stam Nazira says 29 days. And therefore, b'diyevet, if you shave on the 30th day, you're Yotze. But now the guy said 30 days. So 30 days means 30 days. Bar Pada does not subscribe to Mixas Hayom Kukulai. And therefore, if you shave on the 30th day, it's not effective. But according to Rav Masna, it's shver. Da'af agav da'omar lamid yoim, but ha'svir le damrina mixas hayom kekulai. Rav Masna holds part of a day is like a full day. Vim gilach b'yom shloishim amay lo yotza. You ready for this? The answer of the Gemara is not b'oimer shloishim. We're not... It's not we're talking about a case where the guy said, I need 30 complete days. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Look in Tosis. Umeshani, the Rashash changes the Gersa in Tosis. Umeshani, ki oimer shloishim. It's as if he said 30 days. Why? Why in the world did the guy say Hareini Nazir Shloishim Yoim? Stam Nazir says Shloishim Yoim. Why didn't the guy just say Hareini Nazir? Why did he say Hareini Nazir Shloishim Yoim? Adding the word Shloishim Yoim, it's as if you said I need 30 full days. Because what would have been missing had you just said Hareini Nazir? What are you adding by saying 30 days? Stam Naziris is already 30 days. What you're adding is, it's Ke'oimer, I need 30 full days. Perush, Afa Gav Demasnisin Stama Katani. Even though the Mishnah is taught Stam, Shloishim Yoim, Afilu Hachi, Kivan De Omer Shloishim Yoim, Lishna Yiseirahu. It's a superfluous expression. Dafilu Stam Rav Masna have a Shloishim Yom. Stam Naziris is 30 days in Rav Masna. V'chiyom ha'areini Shloishim Yom. Have ke'ilu amar Shleimim. It's as if he said Shleimim. Not like the Gemara seems to imply be'oimer Shleimim. It doesn't mean he said it. It's as if he said it. Because since Stam Naziris is ready Shloishim Yom, adding Shloishim Yom is not adding anything, unless the interpretation is you need it to be complete. The Lekele Meimar Mixas Hayom Kekulai, even though ordinarily Rav Masna subscribes to Mixas Hayom Kekulai, here you're not going to. Lekachim Gilach B'yom Shloishim Lo Yatsa. Okay, next question. Last question. Here we go. Tanan. Misha Nazar Bez Naziros. Someone who made two series of Naziras. Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir. Megaleach es harishoyna yom lamed. You're going to shave the yom lamed ve'echad. You're going to shave the first time on the 31st day. Now, that already seems to be like Rav Masna. According to Bar Pada, you should be able to do it on the 30th day. Which is going to be the Gemara's question. Okay, the Gemara's question is going to be, it says if you are menazer to naziros, you shave the first time on day 31. Why in the world would you shave on day 31, according to Bar Pada? So I know what you're thinking. We just asked that question on Bar Pada. And the Gemara answered, it's a gezerah lest you say shloshim yom shleimim. What, the Gemara forgot what we said? And Tosis says, that it's the derech of Shas to repeat a shaklavatarya that it already had and reiterate it, even as long as it's adding a minute chiddush, even though it seems repetitive. Anyway, we learned in the Mishnah, Mishanazar Beis Nazirus, Megalechas Rishani Yom Lamed Be'echad, Vahashnia, and the second one, Liyom Shishim Be'echad, on the 61st day. Now, according to Rav Masna, I understand why the first shaving is on day 31. But the second one really should be on day 62. Yeah? We're going to see the Chiddush is day 31 counts both as the last, the day of the Karbanos of the first Nazirus and day one of the second series. And day one of the auto framing is a little slow here. And day two of the second, day one of the second series. Bishlam Rav Masna Nicha on day 31. Ela Labar Papa Kasha. It's a question on Bar Pada. Let's see Tosfos.
Why isn't this considered Miksa Siyam Kekula for Rav Masna? He's not saying 30 days here. He's just saying Stan Naziris. Stan Naziris are 30 days. You could shave. But even according to Rav Masna, because of Miksa Siyam Kekula, no?
Again, according to Rav Masna,
who says Miksa Siyam Kekula, you're not saying 30 complete days.
I mean, Rav Masna still says it's only b'di'eved Miksa Siyam Kekula. L'chatchila, you have to wait till day 31. But there's still a chiddush in Rav Masna. How does day 31, l'chatchila, work for the last series? And I mean, even though Miksayim Kekula, we don't rely on l'chatchila, but it seems like you could double dip l'chatchila. Let's see Tosfos. Ve'ez hashniya b'yom samach aleph, bishlam l'Rav Masna nicha. We only have to do four lines of Tosfos, after which we're not allowed to do more. Okay. Masna nicha kishayigaleach harishoina biyom shloishim ve'echad nigmar naziras. When you shave the first time on the 31st day of the naziras is nigmar. Umascha nazir sheni by biyom. How could you do both? Midi dehavei adam shemakal naziras bechatzi ayom. Let's say a guy in the middle of the day, he says, you know what, I'm going to be a Nazir today. It's 3 p.m. on a random Tuesday, the guy's saying, I'm going to be a Nazir today. What do you mean today? Most of the days passed. No. For that, we say, L'chatchila miksas hayom kekulay. She oilaloy oisay liyom shalom hilkach v'yom samach. On the 60th day, kalu beiz naziros. Because day 31 is also day 1 of the first naziros. And if you're going to say, what's the chiddush? We already said earlier, in this Mishnah, you have to shave l'charchil on the 31st day. So what's the chiddush in Rav Masna? No, the chiddush is that the 30th day Halai Kasha the Seif HaShmein the Yom Lamed, I think it should say Lamed Aleph. He says, it's telling me, Diyoim Lamed Oila Lakan Ulakan. It works for the first series and the second series. Does everyone here have the Gersa Diyoim Lamed, or does anyone have Lamed Aleph?
No, Lamed.
I don't know why. It sounds like it should be Lamed Aleph, no?
Yeah.
Right, we're saying the 31st day works for both. The Chiddush is, Diyoim Lamed.
Is he saying the Lamed Mitzvah Yoim?
Well, then it would be 61. No. It wouldn't be 30, or
60.
That I didn't learn from the previous case. Ela labar pada kasha, meresha shemagalech rishim yamlam ve'echad ve'alashnia b'yam samach ve'echad. Now the next part of Tosafot we don't have to do, but I'm going to read very quickly. We already asked this question on bar pada from the resha. Why wait till 31? And we already answered midrabanan regoizer that day 30 doesn't work lechatchil. You have to wait till day 31. So why is the Gemara asking again on Bar Pada? Derech hashas kain lahakshos kain kusha rishayna. It's a derech hashas to go back and reiterate the same question ulatarutze and give the answer kain teretz rishayn. As long as there's some little chiddush, in other words, right now the Gemara doesn't want to give that answer because we've already given that answer, and there's no chiddush over here that lechatchila you should wait until day 31. And the chiddush, the Shas is going to say in Bar Pada, is that in Bar Pada, even though he doesn't subscribe to Miktsas Hayom Kekulai, right? Remember in Bar Pada he doesn't subscribe in the end to Miktsas Hayom Kekulai? But in the beginning, in the start, he will subscribe to Miktsas Hayom Kekulai. So you're going to shave the first one, day 31, because we don't say Miktsas Hayom Kekulai, and we're goyzer atu, you say shalashim yom shleimim. So the first day will be day 30. You're going to shave on day 31. But day 31 will also be the first day of the next cycle. Regarding that, we'll say miksas hayom kukulai.
Why are you shaving day 30 according to Rav Pada?
What?
31? Why are you shaving day 31 for Rav Pada?
No, but that we already said. Because we're goyzer atu, you said shalashim yom shleimim.
Not in this case.
Yeah, in this case also. And we're going to hold it over here. Have a great night. Have a good night.
Sifte Shas, they have Diyom, Lamed, and then in brackets, the Echad.
There you go. You made my day. You see? Sifte Shas. Okay. But the Oiz Vahadar, the original, did not have that Gersajam. But I think it has to be Lamed Aleph. It doesn't make sense.
The line below.
I know.
Line below?
I saw that.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.